You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Gareth Bale to score and Wales to win 2-0, 2-1 or 3-1, which has been enhanced from 100-30 to 7-2. Was in great form at the Euros for Wales. Bale, he scored three goals, led his team to the semi-finals of the tournament, and he picked up a couple of goals in the opening game in La Liga as well against Real Sociedad. Moldova should be an easy starter this one, Derek.
Yeah.
They weren't hammered in many matches. They only picked up 2 points in qualification for the Euros, though, Moldova.
I know. I mean, when you think of Moldova, one question keeps cropping up. What's the point? It's one of those nations that you try not to think about, but deep down you're fairly certain something unpleasant happens on an hourly basis there. It's an Eastern European version of Scotland. Yeah, how bad are they? Well, let me give you an illustration. Nick Barmby scored against them in 1996. By all accounts, they haven't improved, and I'm pretty sure Barmby never did either, by the way. They're hopeless, and they annoy me. They just annoy me. They annoy me as much as Leicester did last season until I realised that they were a good team, Leicester. We won't get to that stage with Moldova. They're useless, and Wales will beat them. You know, on Wednesday night, Republic of Ireland were 1-4 to beat Oman. And you think, well, I'm not packing that because it's a friendly, but it's a cert, isn't it? But you think, no, it's a friendly. Well, this is a cert as well, and it's not a friendly. Yeah,
Do you think 1-4 is a good price then, Derek?
No, I wouldn't touch it because 1-4, you know, it's not a working man's price, is it? Well, I'm not a working man, like, but I still wouldn't touch it. But what you do when you get a fixture like that, and if you back a 1-4 loser, you want to give up punting forever, don't you? So just back Wales to win without conceding, which is what I did with the Republic of Ireland against Oman. And you're getting something like about, 8-11 for that, I think it is. And I can't see how that one won't win. It's nailed on.
11-20 it is now. What about Wales?
11-20?
It is short, isn't it, Wales to win?
That is short.
You know what? I prefer Wales -1 if you think they're going to win comprehensively here, because Wales -1 is 3-4.
Yeah, that's
Wales -2, 9-4. So if you think they're going to give Moldova a good thumping on Monday night, those are possible ways in. Tom?
Well, an 8-11, I do like in this one, is Wales on the double result. I mean, this is the easiest game that they're probably going to have in the qualifying, isn't it? This is the game that they've got to win, and I wouldn't say make a little statement, but this is a tight and trappy group, this one, Group D. Austria, Serbia, Republic of Ireland, Georgia, along with Moldova and Wales. You know, I think this is going to be one that could go right to the wire, but Wales will feel they can probably top it. I know Austria were brilliant in the qualifying for the Euros, but didn't exactly do a huge amount when it came to the tournament, and I doubt they'll be able to repeat the run that they were on over the last 18 months or so. So Wales will look at that and think there's absolutely nothing to fear, and this is the game that they've got to win, and I think they win this comfortably. You know, at home, they've done well. I think not playing in the Millennium Stadium is pretty sensible, and you know, it gives them a little bit more of an edge. So I'm going to look at some goal scorer bets here, because I think there's going to be lots of chances for the Welsh. Again, like Northern Ireland, I only see them coming into this qualifying campaign full of confidence, full of expectation, but an expectation I think these players can deal with. Short prices on the anytime markets, but Sam Vokes is a player I really like. If he starts, I think he started the season really well for Burnley. 6-1 to grab two or more. And one thing Moldova have struggled in every aspect of the game of football, they've struggled in, but they have conceded. They are particularly vulnerable with crosses, and they've had a lot of headed goals scored against them. And Sam Vokes is, well, along with Gareth Bale probably edges him in that department, but he's not far behind, is he? We'd seen a goal he scored in the Euros. I think he's a very impressive player, and somebody I think will probably play a lot more minutes for Wales during this qualifying campaign. And, you know, Gareth Bale, I think they just need to shift it around a little bit. Gareth Bale was such the focal point with somebody playing off him, that I think they might just shift him around a little bit and, you know, try and catch teams out, because the one thing that, I mean, Moldova won't be able to cope with them, but other teams will look at Wales and think, yeah, you know, we know how you're going to play now. So I think Chris Coleman might have a few other things up his sleeve. But I like Sam Vokes on the 2 or more market at 6-1.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.